Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've always told me, and actually watching you play, the more you play, it seems like the more you get in a groove, the better you are. So you have to appreciate getting this start pretty quickly after the last one.
No, it's great. Yeah. Can't complain about it. You know, it's as you said, you want to play as much as you can. And it's you know, good to be back in the net tomorrow.
Does it just help you get into that groove?
Yeah, it does, especially when you kind of have a game where you feel positive about it. You want to keep that good feeling going. So, you know, in the end, it goes both ways. If you play bad, you kind of want to, you know, get your next one quick to, you know, so you don't dwell on it. And when you play good, you want a next one because, you know, you want to keep the good feeling going. So, as I said, it feels good to be back playing tomorrow.
When you were a young goalie, how did you learn to get over what happened in the first 2 minutes and 15 seconds? Because you only gave up one goal in the next 62 minutes after that. But when you were a young goalie, that's when you got to start learn, hey, that happens, get over it. How did you learn that?
I think there's a lot of trial and error. You know, it's still every goalie, it's work in progress still. You know, you're never perfect with it, but I feel like when I was playing kind of, you know, in the NHL, it's different, but I feel like it's a lot of learning when you're playing the minors. You know, there's nights when there's nobody in the building, you kind of have to figure out a way to pump yourself up for the game and really shift by shift work your way through the game. There's no outside noise that is kind of, you know, going to keep your mind in the game and keep you grounded. So, I feel like that was a big thing for me, and kind of now just managing the game through that. It's like you're alone there. You're not like you can't. Your confidence can't be tied to different things. It has to be tied to your own game. So, you know, as cliche it is, you know, you can only control, you know, the moment right now. It's nothing. Nothing is gonna change if you think what just happened or think what's gonna happen. So. You kind of just try to focus on your game and on the details at that moment.
What's the positive of waiting for starts a little longer than maybe you did the past couple of years? I mean, you've had a week, and then, you know, maybe now you have, what, 4 or 5 days. But what is there a positive in just having extra time?
Yeah, I mean, of course you feel, you know, your body feels maybe a little bit better. You know, physically it's easier, which is pretty obvious, but I think that's at least one of the, you know, things that might be positive about it. But also, you know, kind of have more time mentally reset too. You know, it's easier to kind of keep level head when you're not, you know, going straight from, you know, good game or a bad game to the next one. You kind of have more time to reset and, you know, kind of mentally be more fresh too.
Thanks. Alice's question after the Utah game where you had a really good game, then he gets to jump in and build on what you did and has a really good game. Can you do that too? All right, you had a good game, you watched him play a really good game. Can you say, all right, now I can build on that, now I'm going to be in net?
No, 100%. I think, in the end, we're a team. In the end, what matters is to win games. He's a great guy and great goalie, so it's been really, you know, great to, you know, get to work with him and kind of, as you said, you know, learn from him and then, you know, build from his good start. So, as I said, in the end, biggest thing right now is for us to win the games, and you know, however we're gonna do it, it doesn't really matter. In the end, it's just you know, getting those 2 points.
Did you feel that confidence building and building as you went on the other night? It seemed like by the time you get to overtime, you were like, "Sorry, guys, you aren't scoring." same thing when you got to the shootout.
Yeah, almost. It's you know, when you get, you know, kind of in your zone and you start to read the game and you keep the game in front of you, it feels good. You know, you keep, you feel like you're more in control when the game doesn't let, you don't let the game go behind you. So in the end, it's more, you know, kind of getting comfortable there, not thinking too much. As I said, after the game, when there's, you know, goals going in at the start, you kind of start to question certain things, but when you start kind of questioning stuff and just, you know, focusing on the moment, I think good things happen, and that was how it went in overtime.
How about communication with your two new defensemen in Timmins and Kesselring? Is it an easy thing to build that communication, or is it a work in progress?
No, it's easy. I think it's more about, like, us, every D-man and every, you know, all the goalies being the same page, and, you know, Timmer and Kess, they've been really, really good to us, you know. PK, even, like, we've been really solid with it, and Timmer has been a big part of it. So, you know, I don't think it's really that big of a problem. We spent so much time together that it kind of builds up by itself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.